Mortgage brokers rode the housing boom to great heights. But when the market crashed, many lost their jobs. Two-thirds of these real estate middlemen and women have been thrown out of work in the last 2 years, according to one estimate. Kurt Nickisch of member station WBUR in Boston caught up with two ex-mortgage brokers to see what they're doing now.
I can tell it's gold. I can see the K. It's just worn off.
In a dining room in the Boston suburb of Tewksbury, Lori Souza is turning over a ring under a magnifying glass. Two dozen people are looking on. She weighs and sorts by carat, gold bracelets, earrings, tie tacks, and then makes out a check to the owner.
$300.
$300?
Not bad.
A year ago, Souza started a company that organizes gold parties, where homeowners invite their friends and neighbors over to sell unwanted jewelry. Gold is fetching premium prices right now. Souza's company is expanding fast. She's hired 20 people, many of them former mortgage brokers.
We're basically riding the gold bubble that came after our housing bubble. And when this is done, I have no idea what's going to be next. But we're riding the wave.
Souza used to ride the subprime wave as a mortgage wholesaler. She was good at it. In her best year, she made $800,000.
I miss it.
Souza says it's not fair to blame brokers for the housing mess. She says buyers were either fraudulent or lazy.
I wish some of these borrowers would be held responsible. I don't feel bad for those people. I'm sorry, I don't. You bought the biggest thing in your life and had all this time to understand it, and you didn't. You know? How is that our fault?
She says it's not.
Everyone seems to think that the mortgage brokers were the bad people. As in any industry, you've got the good ones and you've got the bad apples.
3 for 2 if you want. I know it's not a hard sell. It's a grapefruit. You know?
Today, former mortgage broker Craig Good sells grapefruit and apples. He runs a fruit stand in downtown Boston. Back when he sold mortgages, Good used to make up to $400,000 a year. He opened offices all over Massachusetts and was expanding into Florida.
I was greedy. And when I came up to that conclusion, you know what? It wasn't awesome.
Good says he was a willing conduit between aggressive lenders and risky borrowers because that's where the money was. He says he did help some deserving people get into homes, but Good feels remorse for his part in what he calls the obesity of the time.
There was a lot of excess. No irony, I'm 215 pounds now. I was 235, 240 pounds back in those days because, you know, we were eating at good places and, you know, we were living good life.
Nowadays, he's not living as large. He earns an eighth of what he used to. But unlike the mortgage business, he feels he daily makes people happy. Before, if someone complained, it's not like he could redo a mortgage, but he can hand out another mango now. Good says he'd rather teach his son the fruit business than the mortgage business.
Because you know what, for a long time I was glad-handing, rubbing elbows, saying hi, smiling, and there wasn't a lot of people that trusted the authenticity. And now this is, I mean, you know what, I wear a 4-year-old sneakers instead of 4-day-old sneakers. And you know what? I know more about me now than I think I ever was willing to commit to looking at in those days.
Both of these one-time mortgage professionals, Craig Good and Lori Souza, say they would go back into that business if the mortgage industry recovered. Good says he would do it differently. Souza says she's afraid it won't ever be like it used to. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.